We are Michael Veazey in London, England.
Jason Miles in Seattle, Washington.
More importantly, you are the owner of a thriving online business and you want to become the best e-commerce leader you can be. We're here to get you there. Let's jump in.
We're on episode 3 of our Adding an Ebook to Your Product Strategy conversation. And in the first session, we discussed why an ebook is so powerful for e-commerce sellers. In the second episode, we discussed how to actually make a top quality ebook product. And in today's conversation, we're going to talk all about how to sell your ebook effectively to your customers. So, Michael, you ready to jump into this?
Absolutely. Loving this conversation. There's so many aspects about ebooks that are great as products, as a product category. Really massively underused, I believe, by e-commerce sellers, specifically those who have physical products and just consider that's all they should sell. I know that your clients have had great success with that in the past, and we shared about that in the previous episode. So if you're listening and you haven't listened to those, please do listen to those. They all go together as a set. Don't just leap into the how to do it bit, just work out why you should and how to get good quality. But yes, I think now we've got a wonderful ebook. We've been motivated to do it. We've actually created something quality. The obvious thing is, how on earth do we sell this? Where do we sell it for starters? First question.
You know, I heard Jeff Walker do a funny little quote one time. He made it sound so simple where he basically said, hey, everyone, when it comes to selling something, you've only got two choices. You've got selling it on your own website, and you've got selling it on someone else's website. And it's just that simple. And when I heard that, I was like, oh my gosh, that's like so, it just simplifies the entire complexity of the internet down to just two, you know, simple choices, a binary thing here. Sell it on your own website or sell it on someone else's website. And so I think that's a wise path for us to explore a little bit when it comes to ebook making and selling. And so I think those are the two choices. And maybe in this conversation, we can kind of go down both of those rabbit trails a little bit so that people have a taste for, you know, sort of how to put things together in both of those directions, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. Yeah. I like that clean binary split or bifurcation. So yeah, what are the options then? Let's explore your own site first. What are the options? And indeed, I suppose we ought to touch on what are the reasons for selling on your own site rather than a marketplace?
Well, we started with the premise with this whole show, of course, this whole podcast, it's for e-commerce sellers, not for information marketers so much. So it's easy for us, I think, because both of us are coaches and we do course content and that kind of thing, to flip into content marketing, kind of infopreneur type conversation. But for strict e-commerce sellers, let's just approach it that way. You've got a physical product you're selling, maybe you're selling on Amazon, and or maybe you've got your own Shopify site. I would just say you have to start with where you're primarily selling your existing product. If you're selling your existing product on Amazon primarily, then I would mirror your efforts and I would probably just sell on Amazon with your ebook. However, this is it's always fielder's choice on this stuff, with baseball phrase, sorry. If you're selling on Amazon, but you really want to start your own website, the ebook is the ideal product to be that bridge to get people from, you know, your Amazon store efforts into your own Shopify site. So it might be a good reason to set up a Shopify site. And then, of course, if you already have your physical products that you are selling on Shopify, or you're trying, you know, I mean, maybe it's a small percentage of your overall sales, but you've got a Shopify site set up, then I would suggest that your ebook or physical book, however you sell it, the book, is ideally sold on your own website. And the reason to do that, the power of that, is a couple things. You know, it gives you a thing that you can give away for free as an ebook version, but you could also upsell. And you can upsell, interestingly, on Shopify in several ways. You could have the primary product that you're selling, your physical product, be your initial product. So a customer clicks on, let's say it's a coffee cup or whatever. Maybe it's some kind of, you know, interesting something like that. And then the process, they get an upsell to the ebook. And maybe the ebook is, I'm just making this up on the fly, but, you know, 19 amazing hikes in the Western United States, you know, or something like that. So, or you could do it the other way, where your book is the front of the funnel or the top of the funnel, and then you upsell your physical item. So that's the reason to put it in a Shopify store. in my view. And, you know, there's many more tweaks and, you know, twists and turns you can take with it. But I think those are the two biggies. I would also say then if you're just making an ebook and you don't have anything else going, you could also explore ClickFunnels, which is a popular tool. We use it. We like it. So, you know, there's definitely that option as well. And there's pros and cons for ClickFunnels versus Shopify, I suppose, if that was just a standalone conversation. But let me ask you this. When you get your book done, what are your thoughts in terms of where you're going to sell it? How are you going to piece it together with what you've got already?
Well, I have to admit that obviously this is going to be within a sort of infopreneur or information marketing, whatever type business. So it's a little bit different from an e-commerce type business, but I would encourage anyone who's listening, which would include, I always have my customer avatar in my mind for the podcast. It's very simple. It's literally people I know in the 10K Collective Mastermind because they're really great people. They take action. We're able to help each other. And I would encourage anyone who's listening from that, and I know a couple of the guys who are, please do this and please make it part of the Shopify building effort, because if you haven't got off Amazon yet, it's absolutely time to do it. And this is a very low risk, low cost way of doing it. And if it's going to be a top of funnel type product, it's the perfect start. So for me personally, it's going to be slightly different. So I've already got my insight, and I guess coming back to the idea of using and integrating into what you already have. I already sell on Kartra because it deals with two things. First of all, it's similar to ClickFunnels in terms of the structure. So it's got sort of sales pages that lead to other sales pages, and it can take payments and so forth. And you can do subscriptions and all that functionality. And it's also integrated with a membership site backend, which I think works nicely and looks good. So I've got the PLP course, or the information course that I have there, that sells on that, and then it can upsell into people applying for mentoring programs as well. So for me, it's the natural thing to plug into place. I've been intending at some level to have a book funnel to put into the front end of that funnel for maybe 2 years now, and never really been convinced that I had found the right model. And the idea of an ebook makes sense because of the economics. So it's quite specific for me, and I'm sure that other people could find specific situations to plug it into as well.
Yeah, that's great. It's a fantastic point of reference that Kartra does have the similar functionality of ClickFunnels. And so, yeah, that's a perfect setup where you would have the book and then the upsell would be the membership. Classic. I mean, it's classic.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's proven. And the thing that I like about the ebook funnel, just to reference again, I think we talked about this before, but I think it's a very important point that if a book costs you $5 or whatever to have made on CreateSpace, even if you print on demand, or whether you have a stack in the corner of your bedroom or something, and then you have to send it out via mail, even if you stick to the United States, or in my case, maybe UK, and you're selling it for $5 and you've already spent some money on advertising or some kind of marketing to get somebody there, then it's already going to be a loss up front, which doesn't really attract me because it means yet another thing that I have to fund. So the idea that an ebook can sell for money that is profitable and helps zero out the advertising cost is very, very attractive to me. So that is a big difference in why I'm actually going to do it now. I think it's important to say.
Yeah, let me just say that the path that you just outlined would work for any e-commerce seller as well. Let's say you've got a physical product that you're selling on Amazon and you want to convert it over to a Shopify experience. You don't have to sell your physical product as the second upsell. You could set up a ebook that's in the same topic, in the same niche or industry, and then set up a membership program. And then maybe one of the bonuses or benefits or free gifts is your product. You know, so there's many, many ways you can tie this in, making your a straight product e-commerce seller into an infopreneur in a way. I mean, you mix the peanut butter and the chocolate together and you've got some really interesting, you know, combinations that come
out. Well, yeah, and you and Cinnamon are the absolute living examples of that, because you start off with a physical product, then it became a digital product, but still very much sold on Shopify. So very much purely definitely e-commerce. And now you've got the membership side. And I think that's just great, because if you have got a product that lends itself to community, and we've discussed that under our digital products thing, again, that's easy to dismiss because it's not familiar. And I think that's just a huge mistake, because if you've been selling the same thing for years and years, you probably know more than anybody on the planet about that type of product, right? You're bound to have at least some kind of potential information product. Okay, so let's get back to the mechanics of this, the focus of this episode, I guess. Other people's marketplaces, other people's sites then. We talked about your own site. Is there a case, in fact, for using Amazon and famously its Kindle platform or other types of marketplaces?
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely. you know, it's really obvious to say, but Amazon has just thought this through for people. They have cooked it all together. I mean, you know, if you think about the KDP publishing opportunity, it used to be called KDP for eBooks and then CreateSpace for paperbacks and then ACX for Audible, you know, audiobooks. And it was all owned by Amazon, but CreateSpace was a company that they had purchased. So now Kindle books and paperback books are all published through KDP, Kindle Direct Publishing. So they do both the, you know, the ebook and the paperback now. And then the ACX tool is still for Audible. So there's absolutely reasons to do it that way. You know, I think it, in fairness, ebook as a shiny object for, you know, potential entrepreneurs was really in its heyday, probably in 2012, 2013. The shine has come off the Apple a little bit. There's just so many ebooks. But I will tell you that an ebook gives you a few magical benefits. One of them is that it gives you an author page. And I don't know if you know this, I'm sure you know, but one of the only places on Amazon where they will actively send people off of Amazon onto your personal website is on your Amazon author page. And you just hook up, you can see mine if you want, actually Jason G. Miles. If you go to any of my books on Amazon and you click my name, you'll see my author page. And what you do is you just have a RSS blog feed that feeds into your Amazon author page. And every one of those articles is clickable. And so we're pumping out content all the time. This podcast RSS feed is pushed into Amazon on my author page. And so people can click from Amazon and follow it to here. And also for the blog posts we do, you know, that's one benefit of having a book on Amazon. The other obvious benefit is AMS marketing. And if you're familiar with AMS, Amazon Marketing Services on the physical product side, then you'll be happy to know it works the same way for the book side. And you can actually make book funnels, campaigns that you run the ACoS for and you get profitable with and you use very effectively. So you can use AMS to boost your book sales. And your book, of course, can be packed with everything cool about you and your product and information that your prospective customers might love. And so I think those are the two biggest benefits, the author page and the AMS functionality.
Amazing. By the way, no, I did not know that you could just publish your blog, you know, continuously to your author page. That's very, very cool. As you say, and then people can click through to your actual website off Amazon. That is pretty unheard of. And normally Amazon puts a great big, you know, Berlin Wall between their customers buying your products and your actual other marketing assets like websites. So that is pretty amazing. And of course, Amazon ads, for anyone who's sold on Amazon ever, then it's going to be so familiar territory. It'd be a real comfort zone. I mean, you're making me rethink, oh, wow, that's so comfort zone. I wonder whether I should be just selling on Amazon, but I'm going to stick to my funnel idea anyway. So that's something I'm going to have to just go through the pain of creating my own website.
Let me just say quickly on that, and we'll have a link to my author page in the show notes here that you can go check it out. And you can see under the author update section, it's not just one blog. You can have multiple blogs. I currently have the e-commerce leader post streaming in, and then also my winning on Shopify articles that stream in. So I have a look at my author page. I have a post from 13 hours ago, 2 days ago, 3 days ago, 3 days ago, 6 days ago. And they just keep stacking in. So it's free links, free clicks from Amazon. You got to take advantage of that, man.
Yeah. And also in terms of Google SEO, I presume Amazon would be an ultra, ultra high authority site in SEO. So, and Google will really like people linking from Amazon, I guess, as well.
Is it a follow back link? I don't know. That's an SEO technical question. But nonetheless, if it gives you some traffic, it's cool. If it gives you a high value backlink, I hadn't thought of that. I should look into it. But that's even better. Yeah, that's awesome.
I couldn't say, but it's certainly worth having for sure. Absolutely.
All right. Well, let's keep going. Where are we at here in our conversation? We've dug into sort of selling on your own site, selling on other people's sites. We've talked about Kindle a little bit. Let me just ask you, when you finish your book, are you going to explore the paperback edition and the audio edition? Or are you just going to stick with ebook? What are your thoughts on that piece of it?
Very good question. I mean, in essence, I guess I'd like to repurpose the content in as many forms or formats as possible. In practice, I'm definitely going to focus on the ebook initially, learning to drive some Facebook ads effectively, tempting as it is to stick with comfort zone and sell on Amazon. I don't really want to make ebook sales. I want to make ebook sales in order to have the opportunity to upsell to other people in order to get the average customer value to be high enough to balance out my ad spend. It's a very specific amount, and it's in customer acquisition. And I don't feel like giving more customers to Amazon and taking a little bit of money is really going to serve me. So I'm going to focus on that. Having said that, I mean, I would love to create an audiobook as my next priority. It's tricky to deliver a satisfactory audiobook experience off Amazon, because obviously, or off the Audible platform, because obviously that's where I've personally consumed my most of audiobooks, occasionally for free. Sometimes I pay good money for it, and I'm happy to do so for a really good quality book. And that is hard to replicate, right? So I'd be tempted to sell an audiobook via my Kartra funnel or similar to ClickFunnels. So far, I haven't found a way to replicate that really good audio listening and sort of scanning and so forth experience. So what are your thoughts on that?
Well, let me just say, we should definitely do a footnote here that we should do a whole audiobook episode at some point. And you're right. It's interesting that Audible is really... there's just a winner-take-all scenario there, isn't it? It's just they're the platform to use. Now, using Audible, you know, we can have a whole episode about that, I think. I've gone through that process. It is an interesting process to do. It is not hard to do. And there are choices. You don't have to read your own book is the first, you know, thing. There's a system of finding professional voice talent baked into it. So we can definitely do a deep dive there. I think you're totally right. I think in your scenario, because it's lead gen, you'll want to do it, you know, sort of off Kindle, off Amazon. But I will say that once you get in the process of doing a book as a lead gen tool, I'll just tell you a little secret tip. I think I'm on to 11 books now that are available on Amazon. And my newest book, Nine Mountains of Traffic, we're doing off of Amazon deliberately, to your point, like in kind of for the reasons that you outlined. We're doing that as an opportunity. We're selling it on ClickFunnels. And then my thought is in 6 months or 12 months or 18 months, kind of once we've done the ClickFunnels version of it and it's used, it had a useful initial launch, I will end up putting it on Kindle. You know, so you get choices with these, you know, where to sell it type questions. So let's talk about traffic then as well. What are your thoughts in terms of traffic for your own effort as soon as you get yours done? What are the top of mind things that you've thought through already in terms of how you're going to promote it?
Well, I've certainly got some thoughts on that. I think the first thing, I was just referencing your Nine Mountains of Traffic. Obviously, ironically, that is both the source of the answer to this question and an example of how this is done. So I would encourage absolutely everybody to go to ninemountains.com. You may wish to buy the book, you may not, but you should at least, you know, I personally would always, with a marketer, go through and buy their $5 upsell or whatever yours is, I can't remember, a few bucks, and $5 sort of tripwire or first top of funnel product. And then maybe I'd buy the next level up product if I feel like spending the money, just to see how they market to me. But I think it's the best thing that anyone can do to experience this kind of funnel. So ninemountains.com is the place that I would go to learn from it. And by the way, I've done the same myself. I'm just stealing your entire funnel for myself as much as I can. I will not break copyright, of course, but yeah. And I think everyone else should do the same, you know, really learn from an example. So to come back to your question, you just published the book there, and I know that that's what the landing page can look like. And I know that you guys are using Facebook ads to drive to it. And I know that other people have done similarly. And I feel like it's time I learned that skill set. It keeps coming up. It keeps being relevant. It may not last forever, but I think it's something I need to learn. So that's really what I'm planning to do. Probably quite expensive, but I'm wanting specifically to get away from content marketing because I'm kind of getting a bit burnt out with that. I mean, I'm loving this podcast, but the whole question of producing a podcast, promoting it, all that stuff is not so much fun. And I produce, you know, this is getting on for 550 episodes of podcasts or something now. And I feel like I want to explore paid traffic so that it involves my money on the line, but not my time. So that's my, you know, personal take, which is quite personal. What about yourself? What are your thoughts that work best for ebook?
Sure. Well, thank you for the shameless plug for Nine Mountains, by the way. And obviously in the content of the Nine Mountains book, you find out the nine primary sources of internet traffic and how to leverage them for your business. So it actually, yes, it is sort of an answer to this question. But let me just break down a few of the obvious opportunities in terms of traffic generation. As soon as you start to work through this, and as I coach people and talk to them about their projects, I always encourage them, leverage your existing assets, especially free assets. So I totally get that you're burned out on content marketing a bit, or not burned out, but just you want to focus on paid just to learn it, to add it to your skill sets. But when we talk to people, we always just say, make sure you use your existing assets. So email marketing, of course, is the first thing. If you've got an email list, you want to do a really, really solid email marketing launch of your book. Then you've also got blogging opportunities. Blog, you know, 3 or 4 parts of the book and just break down the sections and make blog posts about them. And that way, if you rank for organic search results, you'll tap into Google traffic. You can set your RSS feed up in, for example, if you do the author page on Kindle. So tapping those free resources. You can also, if you're into writing, you could do guest article submissions for many, many sites. And then they'll have a byline, you know, about the author, a bio section where it can link back to either your book, wherever you're selling it, or to your website or whatever. The equivalent of that in podcast land is, of course, to be a guest on someone else's podcast rather than publish your own. So those are all free strategies. You know, you want to maximize the free strategies and get as much free traffic that's long-term evergreen traffic as possible. So that, you know, an email campaign, it's cool for today, but it won't do anything for you 2-3 weeks from now, 3 months from now. But if you're a guest on a podcast, or if you're a guest article writer, you could have traffic coming in for those sources for, you know, weeks or months or years. So maximizing the free is the first thing. And then maximizing paid opportunities as well. And, you know, the obvious choice is Facebook ads. It is a well-worn machine at this point. If you set up your funnel right in terms of what you're offering, then it is a fairly straightforward proposition to find the target audience to put an ad in front of. And then it's really just about a match to the market in terms of the copywriting and the photography you use. And there are well-worn courses and, you know, I mean, there's just tons of training on how to do Facebook ads properly. No shortfall of that kind of content. I would encourage people to check out Udemy, check out YouTube, check out the free sources of trainings before you pay for a $2,000 course on how to do Facebook ads or something like that. But I think those are the obvious ones, the beginner steps that you'll want to look into. And obviously, we've already done a whole conversation about the 9 mountains of traffic in a prior episode. I think it was episode two or three, where we did a full overview of the 9 mountains conversation. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty early. And also, I think we're overdue to start diving into some of those in more depth, you know, individual mountains, diving into a mountain, but you get what I'm saying. I'm expanding my metaphors here. Tunneling in, exactly. The one person that I would reference that I think you would probably agree right now is inspiring is Rick Valentine, who I think is basically a Facebook ads expert, as far as I can tell, but also deals with the funnel construction side at the other end of the ad, which a lot of people seem to treat Facebook ads as almost a dealing with training agency owners or potential agency owners, and they therefore say, well, you know, you've got to get good quality prospective traffic or good quality leads to your client, and then it's up to them to convert it. Whereas Rick Valentine thinks about both sides of that equation, part of which I think the economic driver of which the ebook is very, very different from a free plus shipping physical book funnel, for example. So that for me is a sort of put together way of thinking. So somebody I'd reference. And then, yeah, there's lots of free. There's one born every minute, somebody teaching how to do Facebook ads. I mean, it could get a bit confusing. But I guess if the cost of acquisition is less than the lifetime value or even the immediate value you get from your funnel, then for me, that equation balances, right?
That's the goal. Yeah. And I'll just say one final comment on the Facebook ads thing. Always test small and just, you know, spend $5 at a time until you learn what you're doing. Never blow a lot of money on a funnel that you don't have working well. And so, you know, it's an exercise in testing. And some people are disciplined enough to do that over and over and have the rigorous mindset to really hone it into a successful system. And, you know, it's kind of the mindset you've got to take is it's going to be iterative in terms of your proximity to success. And then you just strive towards it. But these things swirl together. And depending on your personality and what you like to do, writing versus video work, et cetera, et cetera, there are many, many ways to do traffic to your ebook. And I think that's the main point, is find something that works for you and then master it over time.
Absolutely. No, I mean, if I was starting with this idea of the sort of sales channel and sales, the product strategy of ebook and the sales channel of your own site, for example, and it were 3-4 years ago, I'd probably focus on the podcast and maybe guest blogging side, because that was, you know, I guess I found my feet with content marketing. I knew what I was doing. I now feel that what I want to do, and if it fails, it doesn't really matter, because I've still got the rest of my business humming along. But if I can find a way that doesn't involve my personal time, but is risking my capital in order, and obviously my time initially to learn the system and to hone it, but then is primarily about risking my capital rather than my time, I'm up for adding that in, because I don't think I can put any more time in a very scaled way. I'm trying to get things off my desk, not onto them. So that's my personal take on it. And then I feel that may be true for some very busy entrepreneurs who think, oh God, I haven't got the headspace or the time in my diary to add this in, but they're willing to risk money on Amazon ads particularly, and they've got honed on that. I imagine that it's going to be a shorter step and a similar mentality, as opposed to somebody who's much more of a creative author type, who may well be geared to guest blogging and guest podcast appearances and stuff, which is, as you say.
I think you're right to say it that way. And then also just one final commentary on this paid traffic idea. You want to explore additional options beyond Facebook. Obviously, Instagram is still run through the Facebook advertising platform. So technically, I kind of bundle those together. But different sites have different audiences. And, you know, Pinterest promoted pins is very easy to do. You know, you can go on LinkedIn and use LinkedIn as opportunity. You can go on YouTube. Obviously, you can go on Google AdWords, which you'd run your YouTube ads through Google. But the Google platform is got its own, you know, extensive set of ad, you know, potential ad opportunities. So these are deep, deep wells that you want to begin to tap into, to use the opposite metaphor of a mountain. Absolutely. I guess. They're very tall mountains.
Very tall mountains. Yeah, yeah. And the next thing I'd be tempted to explore, again, that would be more for an information products marketer, but there's lots and lots of physical products that are sold business to business effectively. I'd be tempted to explore LinkedIn there. And I mean, that's obviously an underused platform compared to Facebook. And it's got, 500 million users? So you're tapping into quite deep markets. So that would be my next sort of step, probably naturally, because I'm quite a big LinkedIn user organically. So I kind of feel like I understand the platform. But, well, yeah, I mean, traffic is one of those things where we could, you know, we're going to need to break that down to multiple different episodes. So without going down that rabbit hole, can you just pull us together for us? The answer to the question really of how to sell your ebook.
Yeah, absolutely. In summary, I would just say, answer the question, do you want to sell on your own site or on someone else's site? And how do you want to connect your ebook to your other product opportunities, to your physical product, to a potential membership program? Those answers will tell you how to go about selling. And then, of course, exploring options related to advertising. Free options, of course, first is what we recommend, and then paid options. And of course, go back and check out our 9 Mountains of Traffic conversation to really do a deep dive in understanding the framework that is sort of the conceptual lay of the land, if you will, so that you can really understand how best to do traffic strategies. So with that said, I would also encourage you, of course, to go to the e-commerce leader and check out our free resources and other episodes. We'd love to have you subscribe to the show as well. And if you would leave a review, that would be fantastic. So with that said, thanks so much, man.
Thank you very much for listening.
That was the E-Commerce Leader podcast with Michael Veazey in London, England.
Jason Miles in Seattle, Washington.
Jason's upcoming book is all about the 9 Mountains of Traffic. If you would like to be kept posted on when that book is available and to get special bonuses for podcast listeners, just go to www.theecommerceleader.com/traffic. Thanks for listening.